And now, let's go back to a look at health insurance and that new rule that was announced last night by the Department of Health and Human Services that would allow people whose health plans had been canceled to be able to claim a hardship exemption, have the choice of buying a bare-bones catastrophic coverage, or be uninsured for up to a year without the fine that's imposed by the Affordable Care Act on people who are not insured. We want to take a look at this with Julie Rovner. And Julie, we know that there was something like this that was offered to people under 30 as an incentive to get healthier young people to sign up. Is this somewhat the same thing?
It's actually exactly the same thing. There are catastrophic plans that are available, not everywhere, but apparently most of places around the country. And they were to be available, as you mentioned, to people under age 30. There was also in existence something called a hardship exemption for people for whom the cheapest plan costs more than 8% of their income, and also people in certain who could show certain types of hardships, if they were homeless, if they were already paying off certain medical bills. Basically, what they've done here is they've added people who've had their plans canceled to the list of people who have automatic hardship exemptions, a little bit to the consternation
right.
of the insurance industry.
Well, because the insurance companies, of course, are counting on a lot of people signing up, and now there's this new leeway. And just remind us, because people might be thinking this sounds a little familiar, a couple months ago, after there was the storm of protest because people were finding that their plans did not meet the new requirements of the law and they were being canceled, the president said that those people could keep those plans and insurance companies could keep selling those plans that didn't meet the requirements for up to a year. But as we heard at the time, a lot of state regulators said no. So is this to make sure that these people whose plans don't qualify can have it? In other words, in states where insurers or regulators told the president a couple months ago, no, I don't want to do that.
That's right. This is basically, as they were, the administration's been explaining, to try to continue to smooth this transition for people who've had their plans canceled, to make sure that nobody basically ends up without any health insurance. Basically, the administration is saying at this point they think that the number of people who haven't basically found alternative coverage is in, rather than the millions, in the couple of hundreds of thousands, that there basically aren't that many people left who have not found alternative insurance, whether they've been re-enrolled in a different plan that their own insurer has offered, or whether they've gone to an exchange and found another plan, perhaps with a subsidy, gotten cheaper insurance, or found some other insurance that may cost about the same, or perhaps even a little bit more, that this is sort of one more possibility for them to find health insurance, that maybe they would enroll in these catastrophic health insurance plans.
Yeah, so you say just a couple hundred thousand, but remind us exactly who qualifies, because as we heard, there are plans that are being canceled because they don't meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. But then we know insurers cancel plans all the time. It happens all the time. So do you have to show that your plan was canceled because it didn't meet the act? And, you know, we're reading, too, that some people, in the language that I'm reading in The Washington Post, it says these are people who didn't find a plan that they could afford under the state. Well, is it just because you can't find one that you like and can afford? Or is it, you know, who qualifies?
It's pretty broad. Basically, it says that it's everybody who got their plan canceled, and all you have to do is send in a form that says, it says, indicate that your current health insurance policy is being canceled, and you consider other available policies unaffordable. So it could be anybody, you know, who's had their plan canceled and doesn't want to pay what else is available.
Wow.
And that's basically what has the insurance industry quite so unhappy. They're worried that a whole lot of people could end up buying this catastrophic coverage that, as we said at the top, was basically aimed at people under 30, and they expected that to be healthy people under 30, because this catastrophic coverage really doesn't cover very much. It's aimed at people who are healthy, don't expect to use a lot of health care services, and really only expect to need health care if they have some kind of medical catastrophe.
First of all, I just have to say that was amazing what you just did with your voice going from phone to microphone, but we're glad we have you there. And secondly, what about other consumers who are saying, hey, wait a minute, my plan wasn't canceled, but I'm still having trouble navigating the healthcare.gov website. First of all, how many are there? The deadline is Monday for getting coverage in order to be insured by Jan 1. So how is the website going?
the website is going definitely better, but it's busy. Remember, this is we're in finals week, effectively. We've seen a ramp up of interest, definitely in the states where we're getting some actual numbers reported. I think in California, they're talking about 15,000 people a day signing up. So it is definitely, if you've waited this long, you know, time is of the essence. You need to get on and get going. There is help available. The federal government has added another, I think it was 800 people to their phone banks, giving them some more training to help people help get signed up. But, you know, the deadline, as you mentioned, is Monday at midnight. You've got to get yourself, you have to select a plan by then. You don't have to pay for it necessarily by then, but you have to choose your plan if you want it to start January 1st.
So, Julie Ravner, to be clear, you will be able to get this dispensation if your plan has been canceled, but not if, let's say, you're just having trouble with the website or with managing your time.
That's correct.
Yeah. Julie Ravner, NPR's health policy correspondent on the new rule announced by the Obama administration that people whose plans have been canceled, whose health insurance plans have been canceled, can opt for a more bare bones approach and they will not have to pay a fine. Julie, thanks so much for catching us up.
Sure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.